Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and each and every Friday we have amazing guests. And today, of course, is no exception, and we will tell you a little bit more about our upcoming guests in a moment. Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our 25-year running national newspaper that is a full-size issue, which actually, and I'm always taken back when I'm able to share this, because you know the saying, don't blink, because one minute it's 1 year and another minute it's another year. Well, that is how it has been for us over these 25 plus years. We actually, we're really blessed to be given a mission that is ever expanding, and of course we keep breathing into it, including when you hear a little bit more about the upcoming guest. He and I have such a lot in common, and I'm not going to give too much away right now, but things like, you know, this beautiful experience that I was able to experience several times years ago, through some different means, and that was the firewalking and so forth. So Mind, Your Body, and Spirit can be reached by calling 216-533-2273. That is our overall communication number. So after show hours, if you have questions, you can give us a buzz on that line and or leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Our web address is www.healthyferral.com. And I always like to spell referral, not because you don't know how to spell, but because people put in an extra F and leave out an R and that type of thing, and they can't get into the site. So it's actually R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L. So it's healthyreferral.com. And we have emails on there. You're welcome to go ahead and email us. There's a couple different ones on there. Either the Marcia CM or the healthyreferral at Gmail is fine. And we love hearing from you. We're getting so many more communications, and we absolutely love that. It gives us the feedback that we need for topics that you'd like to hear, and just, you know, the ways in which to apply these things to your life. And that's the exciting part, because when someone says to us or asks us, just, you know, what is Mind, Your Body, and Spirit about? What is the Healthy Referral Newspaper about? We simply reply by saying that it is an energy that educates the public about personal growth, preventive and natural health, positive news, anything that adds to the well-being of one's mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. So on that note, I'm going to just mention that there is a really, really neat book that has come out recently called Ignite the Secret. Now, I know that word secret has been used in many, many ways the past number of years, and it is still a very wonderful trigger word for numerous reasons. So today we are going to be actually speaking with the way I would probably say would be entrepreneur and CEO, as well as a public speaker. And he's also referred to as a business philosopher, and that's Charles Horton. And, you know, just how to get fired up, and that word is used frequently throughout the information, fired up, and achieve success at any age that we may be. And this is really what today's interview is going to be about. So I'm going to go ahead and open the mic here, and hopefully we have Charles on the other end. I'm always hoping, with my fingers crossed. Hello, Charles, are you there?
Hi, Marcia. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing really, really well. And how about you?
I'm doing fantastic, and really excited that you're having me on your show.
Well, it's exciting, and if you heard some of the intro, when Millie Brown, of course, and we spoke the first time, and we got into the different things that you're involved in and what has been created, I thought, oh, wow, he and I could have a lot to talk about off the air as well as on the air. So this is very exciting. Very exciting. And congratulations. I can only, how would I say this to the listeners? I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to hand this over and get started directly with Charles. The experiences to come with some of these things that we will be talking about today are absolutely phenomenal. They are so rewarding in so many ways. They can be a challenge, of course, but that is what life is. It's opportunities and challenges to help us expand and grow. So things like the fire walk, et cetera, being personally one who has experienced these things, I would do it again and again and again. In fact, recently I've been getting an itch. And it's either going to be another skydiving thing or it's going to be walking on coals. So anyway, Charles, you are Charles Horton. And I'm going to just let you tell a little bit about yourself. And I always chuckle because, you know, some people will have no problem with that. And other people go, oh, I'd rather you say it. And I said, no, I'll let you say it. So beside an author, entrepreneur, success coach, motivational speaker, certified master firewalk instructor, and as some people might know, Fastbucks founder, and et cetera. So go ahead. I'm just going to turn this over to you for a moment and let you share a little bit that you would like to initially.
Well, first of all, Marcio, we're doing our 4-day instructor class next week and would love to have you out for it if you're having that itch to firewalk. I know that most people that do it don't want to do it just once, but you pretty well covered it. I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I've created, I'm on my second $10 million plus Inc. 500 type business, working on my first, I think, billion-dollar tech company. But that's pretty much who I am. I'm an entrepreneur. I love to see people grow. Big into coaching. I got into to firewalking because I was sending my employees out to Tony Robbins seminars to give them that experience. And I love doing all of these activities with my employees. I think the more that I work on their own personal development, the more, you know, satisfied in life and happy they are with what they're doing. So I spend a lot of time and effort working on personal development activities for both myself and my employees.
And so I would say that what you're doing, Charles, has been and is what you have a passion for. Is that correct?
That is. I love speaking and I love seeing people grow. That is my big passion.
And I'm saying that like that because throughout these many, many years in conversations that we've had with people, that is one of the things that I find myself saying over and over again to people. You know, are you living what you love? Are you living your passion and your purpose? Because guess what? That just may be why you're here. and it's not about putting time in, you know, and you know as well as I do when we look out into the world, there are so many people who are hungry, you know, for this kind of information, and not just for the information, but for the experiences. So when you mention, you know, we can pick one of these and sort of go down the line. So since you already mentioned the firewalk, there are a lot of people who have no idea what that is. So can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So firewalking, I guess, is a little mislabeled. It's really walking on hot coals. We're not walking on flames. So we burn down wood till it's red hot. The flames go out, but the coals are still really red hot. And then we take off our shoes and socks, and we walk across it. It sounds kind of crazy, and until you experience it, you really don't get it. It is a huge adrenaline rush, but more importantly, is the message knowledge that that it imparts you. What we like to say over and over and over is, if you can do this, you can do anything. And whatever stops us in life is usually about fears and being afraid to go forward and, you know, start a new business or go after the mate of your dreams or whatever it is. It's all about fears. And so people get really scared normally looking at a bed of red hot coals and think about walking over it. And when they actually do it, then we kind of repeat that message over and over, that if you can do this, you can do anything. And any obstacle you run into the rest of your life is really just another firewalk. Let it be easy, do it, and you'll realize it was nothing to fear.
And, you know, you mentioned a moment ago, whenever I said about having done it, you know, I have done it several times, and I have to say that each time it is a real reawakening experience. No time is, at least it wasn't for me, is the same as the previous one. And, of course, that depends a lot in what is going on with you, you know, in life or with us in life, and what we're standing in the middle of at the time. But I know that the one thing that's good to help people understand, at least this is how it was when we did it, and that was there, when a person's interested, sometimes people think they just show up and they walk on these coals. That's not quite it. You know, there's a preparation that goes on, and you can call it seminars, et cetera. So if you're talking to somebody who's checking this out, how would you actually share this with them?
So what we do is we do an all-day goal-setting seminar. So it's about finding out what you really want to do in life, what drives your passion, and work that in. And then we talk about the firewalk. We get you excited. We start with a couple of little different exercises like we do. We generally do a board break. You write down what your goals are, what you want out in life. And on the other side of the board, you write down your fears. You come up. You smash through the board. That gives you a lot of power and a lot of excitement, and we build all day. And again, the message that I generally use is all about goal setting and creating the life of your dreams and painting that picture in your subconscious mind. And then as the ultimate act of being able to, or being willing to do what you want to do, then you shoot out to that firewalk and just charge right across it.
And so would you say that the seminar is like a preparatory thing? And if a person through that seminar process, I guess what I want to say is, I know that people are never made to do it. You know, if there is a sense that they're really not ready, you know, after the seminar, before the actual walk, then that choice is absolutely up to them. Is that how you do it, or?
Oh, absolutely, and we repeat over and over throughout the seminar that you can learn just as much about firewalking by watching other people firewalk. So we want to take – it's got to be your choice when you do it, or it doesn't have the same meaning, and I really do believe that. I've walked over 1,000 times now, and I'm still afraid before I walk, and there's plenty of times I just don't feel it, and I don't walk every time. So we want to make that message clear that you're going to get plenty of value out of the seminar, and you don't actually have to do the walk to get the value. But when you go out there and you may say that you're not going to walk, and then you go out there and you see everyone else walking, then you generally do it yourself. It's funny that the people who come in at the beginning of the seminar and say they're absolutely not doing it are generally the ones that are there first in line.
I know. It's really an interesting experience and a very exciting one. And if I may share this, I know that, you know, for me and my experiences, it's when I begin to walk, what I feel and experience is this breathing in a light kind of an energy of just a lightness. And with that lightness is like a lifting, almost like a lifting up, almost a carrying over. And that's what I feel as I begin to walk and continue to walk. So there's this uplifting, almost like being lifted as I'm walking over those coals. And it, you know, that energy right there is really what I carry, you know, with me throughout every moment of my life, because that's, for me, the energy of the universe, and you know, being able to stay connected with that, because that is the energy that says you are much more than you think you are. So,
absolutely,
anyway.
And that's where the seminar comes in so much handy. Most of the people that come in just feel like they can't go after their dreams and obtain their dreams because they don't have the education, or they don't have the money in their family, or whatever it might be. And that's where my message really comes through strong, is that you don't need all of that. I started out at 18, coming up in a $500 Chevy Chevette to Dallas, Texas, with everything that I owned in it, and have created multiple multi-million-dollar companies.
Yes, yes. And so that saying, listeners, that you know, when there is a desire and an intent, that's really the most important thing. Everything else is sort of like just secondary. So I guess we could say that the energy we're speaking of is like the icing on the cake. So the event that you just mentioned a moment ago, where is that being held?
So on our website, firewalking.com, we do the events all over the world. The one that's coming up basically a week from tomorrow is in Dallas, Texas. And I do both a one-day Attain Any Goal seminar with a firewalk. We do a four-day instructor course, which I think you would absolutely love, because we go through about 20 different activities that are we call them metaphor activities or breakthrough activities, like the board break, breaking a brick, bending steel.
We did. Yeah.
I bet your instructor went through the same course.
Well, what I can say, Charles, is part of one of them was definitely the board breaking. Another one was the arrow snapping with your throat. That one was a very interesting one for me. So those were some of the ones that the activities that we did. So I'm not sure about the rest of them. I don't think I experienced. I mean, there were things that were part of the seminar, of course, but the actual activity, I'm not sure what else there might have been. What are some of the others?
So we do bending a rebar steel with your throats. We pass a needle through our hand. We do low ropes activities. We do sweat lodges. It's pretty well jam-packed, four days of back-to-back activities. I was doing my, I think I was told you actually read the book, but in our advanced activities that we do in Hawaii, we went out and we did a lava hike, and even though I was the leader and the director, it was the most meaningful experience of my life. I'll never forget it.
Well, people are hearing this. Listeners are hearing this, and they're going, "Okay, back up a moment. Did you say lava walk?" And again, I could talk about these things, but you know, it's always nice to have the guest elaborate on them. So, what in the world is a lava walk?
So I live part-time on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I absolutely just adore the volcano and, you know, creation and the energy that is on that island. And so I visit it every time I go. And sometimes you can go straight out to the lava flow in a vehicle and poke sticks in it and actually walk on it. Other times you have to take a little bit of a hike. Currently, it's not in a public area, the lava, in the last 2 years, actually. And so what we did is we did a hike that they warn you is a very aggressive hike. At times, we were in mud up to our waists. But it really wasn't the lava walk that was the experience. It was the fact that we walked pretty well about 7 hours at times through mud as thick as our hips, an extreme hike. Even those that were in really good shape said it was the most intense hike they had ever been through in their lives. And what the experience showed all of us is kind of like you said, said earlier is just how much power and how much possibility we all have, because when you put yourself in situations where you must do something, it is amazing how much you go.
Oh, yeah.
When I got out to the lava flow, it was a 3-hour hike. I was shaking. My blood sugar was down. And then we had to walk back in the dark, and it took almost 5 hours to walk back in the dark. And at times, I just did not think I could go any further, but I had to. I didn't have any choice.
Mm. Now, I can hear the listeners. of course, you had water, and you had things to keep yourself well, right?
We did. We had plenty of snacks and water and all of that, but it's still, it was still a very stretching exercise. Now, the lava walk itself, you do get out there. You actually can walk on relatively fresh lava. We do keep our shoes on for that, but you're actually on relatively hot lava for over an hour. You kind of lose your you lose the soles of your shoes, but it's an experience you'll never forget.
So are you saying, Charles, that you should make sure you have a special kind of shoe?
Well, you at least want to make sure that when you get home, you throw them out, because there will be no tread in it left.
Mm-hmm.
It's
well,
a good souvenir of the experience.
Yeah, that it would be. That it would be. Maybe even a little more powerful of a reminder than the broken arrow and the broken board.
I'll tell you what, you'll look back on a firewalk and go, how easy that was.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, we'll have to talk a little more about that one. I'll give that some thought. I love Hawaii. My son loves Hawaii. He's married to a gal from Venezuela, and they have been – you know, he would love to go ahead and have her go and experience it. I actually gave him a trip to Hawaii for one of his birthdays about, oh goodness, time flies, about 15 years ago. And he's been back several times and absolutely loves it. So it is an extraordinary place, like many, many places can be when we just allow ourselves. Another one that I'm always been in love with is Sedona, you know, in areas of
definitely.
Sedona. Oh, yeah.
It's great energy.
Yeah, it is. This book, Ignite the Secret, 19 Lessons for Business and Life, what is that about?
It is kind of a, in a way, an autobiography, but I go through different lessons in my life and what I learned out of it. So it's a book that it's a simple, easy read. I think most people are saying it goes through about 3 to 4 hours, really, no matter what you, whether you have business aspirations in life or you're new and you don't know what you want to do. I think it's a great book just to walk you through some of the lessons that I've gone through. One of them is simply just never give up, and that sounds so simple and easy, but most people who fail at anything fail at it because they gave up, not because they exhausted every possible effort.
Right. Absolutely. That is definitely the case. And that's why listeners remembering that most of the time people out there are much more than they realize, you know, that they are and their abilities and just what you're really made up of. So, and once we really get that, it's almost like a nonstop button that's been pushed because it's like, okay, if I can do that, then gee, can I do this over here? Or can I do that? And I know, Charles, that every time something takes place that for me that reconfirms this very thing that we're talking about, what I find awesome to do as well is I breathe into that when it is actually taking place. It's the feeling that I have that I want to do, and I breathe into it, and out comes yes, 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 yes. You know, yes, yes, yes. So that word yes is a very, very, very powerful word indeed. So
I say that a lot
yes,
during our seminar.
Yes. Yes. And so, yes, I did read the book, and I've shared it with a number of people, and it is exciting to know that, you know, while sharing this, that there is so much of the same experience that I've been able to say to people, oh, you know, and I've done a number of these things, and I can vouch for the fact that they are absolutely, you know, monumental. So now, there are lots of things that you have created through the years, and some of what I know people have tapped into is, oh, okay, he's an author and motivational, et cetera. And these businesses that you started and had a lot of success with, including the Fast Bucks and et cetera, what actually, if I can ask this, what actually was going on with you at the time that some of those were created?
So kind of the short story is I was 16, 17 years old in a flea market in Austin, Texas, and nobody would take a check. And there were 400 merchants out there, so I'm thinking, well, here's a need that needs to be filled, and nobody's doing it. Now, I live in a mobile home trailer, you know, with my parents. I don't have a car. I don't have any money. But I've never had self-imposed limitations, really, so, or at least business-wise, I've believed in myself, so I was able to get the flea market owner to give me free rent space. I was able to get him to give me his cash at 15 years old. He gave me all of his cash, totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars from the refreshment stands that he had, and I was cashing as much as $200,000 a weekend worth of personal checks. That turned into starting what became the eighth largest check verification guarantee company. And then I found out about the loan business when I was I did a lot of check guarantee for the loan business. Checks started to were going out of style, and I was able to sell the business right at the right time, which was right around year 2000, and then went into the loan business. Been doing that 18 years, and just believe that we're giving a lifeline to people that wouldn't have any other lifeline.
You know, I can also just hear. Let's back up a moment. You talked the gentleman into, what did he give you? He actually lent you the money in order to start doing the check cashing for people? Is that what it was?
So it wasn't so much lending as it was flowing through me. So I would he would give me hourly all of the cash that came out of his refreshment stands. I in turn cashed checks for people, and then we cleared it all up, you know, within the next week.
Interesting. Well, you know, I'm listening to this, and I'm going to share something very briefly, because this is what came up for me as you were sharing that. And it's an example of when we are awake and walking consciously and paying attention to certain little things, how awesome it can be. I was walking through a mini flea market setup type thing. This was four months ago. And I went ahead and I looked to the side on this table, and there was a gallon plastic bag, you know, a Ziploc bag that was sitting there, and it was full of pine cones. And it had a $2 sticker on the front, just scribbled with a pen. And I was walking by, I looked at that, and a flood of energy came to me. And what that was it brought back memories of how I would go and get pine cones and collect them and make wreaths and make all kinds of centerpieces and all of these things. And along with that energy, I have a grandson who just turned 8. And he is just awesome, of course, not because he's my grandson. But and so as I was looking at this bag, Charles, what happened was, oh, this could be something great for Jaden. I'm going to share this with Jaden. That's his name. And so when I saw him later in the day, I told him, I said, you know, honey, this is what happened. And I told him what I just told you. And, you know, Gaga, he calls me Gaga. Gaga used to make all kinds of things out of pine cones. And I was thinking, you know, this could be a really nice little business for you. We could go in pine cones and do just what I saw, you know, make them, have them available for people to purchase at whatever amount of money, et cetera. So he was so excited. I was so excited. We started to go out and collect all different size pine cones, and we were having so much fun. In fact, you know, anytime we see a pine cone tree, it's, you know what it does, right? It just triggers all of it. And so we collected all these. I had his mom's permission, my daughter, and she and he would bake them in the oven to kill any little critters and to have the sap be nice and shiny, you know, from the heat, and let them dry, spray them with natural cinnamon oil, and let them dry. I took a picture of him holding one of the bags. My business partner, Tom, put together, he's really good at all this, a label with his picture, you know, that I just took. I asked my grandson what he wanted to name the business. He thought for a second. He says, Jaden's Nature Shop. I said, great, that's it. So we put that on the label. One thing led to another. We were coming up with different ways to share these with family, of course, and friends. We put a $3 sticker on the front of it. They were different sizes. They had an awesome smell. And it led to us getting a little green table and a stool and had them set up at this one gathering that we were having. It led to him opening a savings account. It led to, you know, him making several hundred dollars. Just a beautiful experience. Absolutely.
You have
beautiful.
Me grinning from ear to ear. That's exactly what I think parents should do, is encourage that entrepreneurial spirit at a young age. I bet you have an entrepreneur in the making there.
Yeah, oh, I know. And there's such, he's such a love ball of energy, you know. I mean, oh, God, there's just... So, you know, what I'm doing, he wants to, is keeping it alive. So because he named it Jaden's Nature Shop, it can include a number of things. You know, it doesn't have to stop with what we just did, because that was over the holidays. And, you know, so pine cones were certainly in around that time. So we kind of missed a few different holidays, but Mother's Day's coming up. And I know it's important to help keep that going, because he made a statement, very brief statement, and I caught it really quickly a while ago when we spoke, and he said something like, almost like, because I wasn't there, that, you know, it may not go on. And I caught that. I said, excuse me? I said, okay, Jaden, I said, there's, you know, just because Gaga isn't there doesn't mean that it can't, you know, continue, or that it won't continue. We just have to set up certain things that are, you know, that are clear, and we do them. So let's look at the next holiday, if that's what we should do, and you know, the next one is Mother's Day, and see what we can do with that. So yeah, that's what came up for me as you were sharing what you were. It is. You already know, because I can tell you know, and I know with you being in what you are, it is such an exciting experience. And, you know, the little things are the big things.
The whether it be a full-time business or a small part-time business at any age, just being able to take that power yourself is so fulfilling, to be able to create, to be able to create a business, to be able to create a product that somebody needs. It's so fulfilling at any level.
Yes, and our children need, you know, support and reinforcement, especially in today's day and age, for so many different reasons. So you can never give your children too much of a positive energy, that's for sure.
I especially love that you gave your that you got him set up with a savings account too, because I know when I turned 18, just money management was not something that I had learned in school. I didn't have any concept of it. I didn't save anything. I spent everything that I made. And now when I mentor and teach kids, especially, I teach the power of saving money and the freedom that it gives you to have money in the bank and get them into the stock market investing. And it can be it's so much better than just spending all of your money. Good lessons to teach at a young age.
Right, absolutely. And I know I'm going to make sure that my daughter has this link and listens along with having Jaden listen to it, because it'll be exciting for him to, you know, to hear the story shared and his name and everything too. So we are speaking with Charles Horton, and as many of you know who have been tuned in from the beginning, we shared a little bit. He is numerous things: entrepreneur, CEO, public speaker, and business philosopher. He shows professionals how to get fired, and that's that F-I-R-E-D word, up and achieve success at any age through his breakthrough brand of leadership and extreme firewalking seminars. And that firewalking information was shared as well, and I know that there are many of you who are going to be hearing this, and I would love for you to reach out and make a connection with Charles so that you can have an idea on more of what's going on, of course, the website and everything. But can you share the contact information, please? I mean, I can do that, but you can go.
Sure. So the firewalking website is firewalking.com, easy to read. You can learn more about the book at ignitethesecret.com. My personal website is charleshorton.com. And if you want to just reach out to me, the best place is email, charles@firewalking.com.
charles@firewalking.com. And what is it that you feel out of everything and that you find yourself in the middle of, Charles? What is the strongest message that you would like to leave with the listeners?
One of the lessons in the book is called choosing your own emotions, and that is a lesson that can be so valuable in life. You know, I was out to dinner with one of my friends last night who just had a broken up relationship, and her goal was to find out with me how she was going to get even with him and what she was going to do to hurt him. And my whole lesson of that is to, you know, choose your emotions. Don't let this overcome you. Move into positive energy. Forgive him. Let it go. Go find the mate of your dreams and focus on positive energy.
Go ahead.
We get wrapped up in negative energy, and it just rolls and rolls and compounds, and just get rid of the energy. Choose your emotions. Don't put energy into negative things. Put your energy into positive, and your life can really be impacted heavily.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that this came up toward the end here, because I should say end but beginning. We all have had different experiences, some similar yet different. And I know that as I was walking through some things earlier on, like a divorce and having three children, and the one thing that I knew was what is important here are the relationships. The relationship also very much so of the children with their father.
Mm-hmm.
And so if adults, and I found myself talking to many adults, Charles, and people who were, you know, having some issues and that, and that was my message to them. You know, if you can keep what is most important at the forefront, you know, you don't get stuck on all this stuff. And when we get stuck on all this stuff, any person, sucking up, whatever I'm trying to think of the word there to use, is ourselves. You know, that's why forgiving is for the giving, and it's mostly for ourselves. Why do you want to get caught up in so much heavy negativity? It just eats your time, it eats your life, and all of a sudden you look back and you go, oh my God, you know, what was that about? So just remember, forgiving is for the giving, and it is for the giving mostly for yourself. And on that note, is there anything else that you would like to leave with the listeners, and we can bring things together here?
Just to go on with what you said, a big part of the four-day seminar that we do for in the personal development in is specifically on that forgiveness. When you hold negative energy in your body, that's just growing and growing and becoming a cancer in your system. We do a breath work session, conscious breathing, where we focus on energy and kind of be rebirthed at the end. And then we do it again, the same kind of session with a sweat lodge. So we work double to get all of that negative energy, let you forgive and focus all on positive energy.
Right, absolutely. And in the long run, your family, your relationships, you know, and yourself are going to be much healthier mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So I think that was great to bring that up toward the end here, and that is about choosing your emotions, because that's a very, very, very powerful statement and one that is absolutely very true. And you know that, and I know that from experience. So, Charles, thank you so much for being with us. And as you know, what's really exciting about this, too, is that this live interview is able to be heard 24/7 by individuals by simply clicking and going into the archive shows, of which we will be sending you and or Alicia the link so that you can have that and use it however you would like.
Thank you, Marcia, and it's been a pleasure being on here with you. Love to meet you someday.
Well, I'm definitely, there's definitely things rolling around for me and for us with our business, Charles. There's monumental stuff happening because we've been blessed with, you might have heard when you were on when the show started, my business partner and I, the way I always say it, we're divinely brought together for a mission that has been and recognized to be way bigger than we since the very beginning. He and I met in 1986. By 1989, the full-size newspaper that we published called The Healthy Referral was created. Of course, it didn't start out, you know, like that. It worked up to that. And this radio show and expos that we put on and things like that. So it is a first-hand experience on what you and I just talked about today, that's for sure.
Beautiful.
So you have an awesome weekend, and yes, we'll stay in touch. You know, we're excited about co-creating more with Millie, and Alicia has been a big help as an intern person there to help us all connect. So,
by the way,
we look forward.
Marci, I'm going to need your help on one thing. We have to work on getting Millie across the fire. She's known me 20 years, and she hasn't done it.
Oh, Millie. Okay. I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's stay you know, connected more to Charles, and yeah, I can do that.
Thank you, Marcia.
I'm good at that. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk soon, and thank you so much. And we'll be in touch here probably in the next week or so. So thanks very much, Charles. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, Bubba. And listeners, you have been listening to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. And you can call Mind Your Body and Spirit and the Healthy Referral Newspaper, et cetera, by calling 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. We would love to be of help to you to become a part of the Healthy Referral Newspaper to promote your business. It would be a huge, huge, wonderful opportunity for you, and it helps to support us, as well as it gives you an opportunity to be interviewed on Mind Your Body and Spirit as well. Have a beautiful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you next week here on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show.